You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. The current exhibition at Crocker Art Gallery is called Testament of the Spirit, Paintings by Eduardo Carrillo, and it features more than 60 paintings and watercolors, plus a giant mural by the artist who was known for advancing California's Chicano culture. The art is full of symbolism, and its stories are popular with art lovers of all ages and backgrounds. Joining us today is Teresita Terry Romo, a current member of our Sacramento community who was involved with the Chicano Art Movement and the Royal Chicano Air Force Art Group here in Sacramento. Tere literally wrote the book on Eduardo Carrillo, and she is a former curator at the Mexican Museum in San Francisco. So, Teresita, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Also joining us today is Christina Perea Gilmore. She is a curator for the Crocker Art Gallery. She's here to talk about what it means to being Carrillo's artwork here and how this affords us a great opportunity to connect with important aspects of our California history. Christina, welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about the exhibit. Everybody's really excited about this. And tell us first about Eduardo Carrillo. Who was he as an artist?
Well, Eduardo Carrillo was what we call one of the Mexican-American generation artists. And so that meant that he actually got his artistic career and became an artist back in the early 60s. So it's before the Chicano movement. And he, like many other artists, went to art school, UCLA. He studied. He wanted to make a career and also support his family with his art, much like any other artist. But then during the later period of the late 60s and 70s, when the Chicano movement is really flowering and artists become more part of that because they, in a sense, become the voice for the Chicano movement issues, he becomes very involved and then becomes one of the artists that, in a sense, not only paints as a Chicano artist, but then also as a someone who's interested very much in the history and the education, provides opportunities for others to learn about Chicano art and also the Chicano movement as well.
How much time did he spend in Sacramento? And when you look back, do you think that the city influenced him or did he influence the city?
I think it's both. He came here back in 1960. In 1960, he went to Spain, but then he came to Sacramento after he graduated in the late 60s. And he taught here for only a couple of years. He went to University of California, Santa Cruz in 1972. So at that time, though, what was really important is that he not only had the city influence him, but he got to meet Jose Montoya and Esteban Villa of the Royal Chicano Air Force. So they introduced him to a lot of what was going on in the Chicano movement. So it was very reciprocal.
And how has his work impacted the national art scene?
I think I'm very excited about the show coming here because in part of my research for another exhibition that I did, and I included him and wrote a lot about him, he's one of those unique artists that I think anyone coming to the exhibition is going to find something that they can relate to because he very much also influenced by the Western European art movement. So those who are interested in surrealism, in the mannerists, and different kinds of Western European art will see those influences very strongly as his work. But then also those of us of Mexican heritage will see also the influences of his heritage on his work. And he studied a lot about Mexican culture. He did murals. He incorporated a lot of his family and community in a lot of the work. So if you're of Mexican heritage, you're also going to be able to see yourself reflected in that exhibition.
And Christina, why did the Crocker choose to feature this artist like right now? What was behind that?
Well, this exhibition has been in the works for several years now. Most of our exhibitions take a few years to plan. But as at the Crocker, we focus on California artists often. We also have other areas of focus, but that's one of our main areas. And Eduardo is a California artist. But first and foremost, he's a great artist and a very skillful, inspired painter. And I believe his work has been largely overlooked beyond Santa Cruz, where he spent the last decades of his life. We also wanted to call attention to the fact that he did spend some time in Sacramento in the early 70s. He was an assistant professor at Sac State, as Teddy mentioned. And he was, in addition to being a great artist, as Terry mentioned, he was a teacher, a scholar, and a social activist, but I would say, from what I've learned, he was a sort of gentle activist, but very effective at bringing people together.
Yeah, and this is a bilingual exhibit, so talk a little bit about the steps you've taken to make this accessible in Spanish as well.
Oh, yes. Well, we had basically a team of translators. So Christina von Henneberg helped us by translating the exhibition catalog, which is a beautiful full-color catalog with images of not just works in the exhibition, but also other works by Eduardo and some other material that provides context. The exhibition labels are all translated, and we had several helpers on those in-house.
Do you have a favorite piece yourself? I'm looking at this beautiful Testament of the Holy Spirit, this, I don't know, so the colors just draw you in.
Yes, I have several favorites, but that is one of them. And as you mentioned, the title of the painting is Testament of the Holy Spirit, and that's where we got the title for the exhibition. The exhibition is Testament of the Spirit. This painting looks like, at first glance, you think, oh, it's a still life. It's a table. There's a dog curled up under the table. But there's so much profound symbolism in it. And your first hint at that, I think, may be the title. Testament of the Holy Spirit sounds so lofty and meaningful, and it is. He's referencing a lot of the history of art. There's a lot of symbolism in many of his paintings. Light is one of his areas of focus. He sees that as something transcendent, something spiritual. Same with there's a coiled up rattlesnake on the table that references the Americas, Mexico. There are circles repeated in the painting referencing rebirth, renewal. There's so many things to learn in here. And in addition to that, just the bold, vibrant colors really draw you in.
I'm talking with Tere Romo and Cristina Perea Gilmore about the Eduardo Carrillo exhibit at the Crocker Art Museum. Tere, tell me about particular pieces in this collection that really strike you.
As with Cristina, I have lots of favorites as well and pieces that I feel are very strong. But I actually wrote a lot about Las Tropicanas, which is one of his bigger pieces. It's almost mural size, so it's very dynamic in the sense of its size and also what's going on with it. And very much like in Testament of the Holy Spirit, there's a lot of symbolism in it. So he's drawing on, the elongated figures of Western European art, that what we call, that was referenced a lot by the mannerists. And then he also draws a lot on pre-conquest. So he's got skeletons and figures like UFOs and pyramids. So there's a lot going on in the piece. But if you stand before it, you can actually see different references that you say, oh, I can see myself in that, or I can reference the, that piece. But I think the colors and the way they shimmer and shine, and he uses a lot of reds and yellows, and there's an iguana that sort of seems to be leaping out of the picture at you because it's much bigger than you would, think an iguana would be. And he's referencing the fact that his family was from northern Baja California, so that desert, reptile was very, for him, symbolic of that. But like I said, there's a lot of symbolism, but I think what captures you is that light and that color that draws you in, and it makes you want to find out more about why did he use that symbol versus another symbol.
Today, do you think that Carrillo would have something to say artistically about what's currently happening at the U.S.-Mexican border?
I think he would. I think Christina's right. He was never the kind of artist that, went out into the streets and actually, walked in protest. But his work was very much about unsettling sort of these ideas of difference within art. Mm-hmm. And he saw art as a way to unify people and to really look and see how it's something that's innate in us, that idea of wanting to speak to others and, share who we are with others. And so that idea of him using the art to do that, especially since, like I said, his family is from Baja California, so definitely grew up in the border region. But he saw that as a region that, reached across and was one region. And so he wanted to educate people and bring them in with this idea that we share
different symbols, we share different kinds of art, but yet we're all very much, you know, one people, even if we live on one side of the border or the other.
Well, I hope many people get to see this beautiful exhibit. Thank you both so much. That is Terry Romo and Cristina Pereira Gilmore, curators for the Crocker Museum exhibit on Eduardo Carrillo. Terry and Cristina, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And I hope inviting us.
So many people get out to the Crocker to see this beautiful work.
Vibrant. I hope so. The exhibit's open through October 7th.
Yes, Testament of the Spirit. Thank you both for being on Insight.
Thanks again.
That is Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ryak. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.